Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. What if you don't want volatility? I don't want to experience this anymore, Faisal. I just want to secure my lifestyle. What? Because we're having conversations. It's scaring people right
now. This is the interesting time in the markets with this kind of volatility when it goes so fast. Like if you look at the times in June and you look at what happened in that month,
yep.
It shocked a whole lot of people going, oh my God, my portfolio is down whatever percent. And in that time, many Canadians have packed it in.
Mm-hmm.
They've said, I can't do this anymore.
Yep.
I can't stomach it. I can't wait for a recovery. And so they've capitulated.
Mm-hmm.
They've sold out. They've gone to cash. But you know what they're still worried about? Is can they retire still?
Well, they have a lifestyle of support, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're thinking about.
So the question that comes out usually is, okay, I can't handle the markets, so I want to walk away from that.
Right.
Now that I've walked away from that, how am I going to live the lifestyle I want?
Yeah, so there's a good news and bad news piece to this story with interest rates rising.
Right? Yeah.
So if I go to cash, people are saying, I'll go to cash, I'll buy GICs. Use that as an example.
Yep, guaranteed investment certificates. That's right.
And GIC rates have gone up from where they were a year ago.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, right? Can I live my lifestyle? Well, the first thing you need to do is figure out what your lifestyle is going to cost.
So can I put a picture of that
sure.
together? Let's say you have $1 million to invest. The markets have taken you down to your $1 million of savings,
yep.
and you've cashed out. So you have $1 million in your investments. RSPs, TFSAs, a mixture of everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you started your retirement planning, you're looking at around $60,000. That's the average spend per couple in Canada.
Yep.
That's where I got that number from.
Yep.
So you saved $1 million. You need $60,000 a year to live. You can't handle the markets. You're looking at GICs. GICs, and I'll make up a number, is offering 4%.
That'd be pretty close, right?
So you need $60,000, but guaranteed investment certificates are offering you 4% on your million or $40,000 before tax.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, let's assume that, what happens? You live on less. You don't have a choice.
Well, there's two answers to that. One is you do live on less.
Yep.
You live on that 40,000 and then you won't touch your principal. The second
potentially, yeah.
is erode your principal.
Right.
The problem with this case of $40,000 or 4% GICs, or I'm not going to go into the market, the bond market, the stock market, I'm going to stay away from the market, whatever that market is you've now locked in an investment portfolio that doesn't have the capability to beat inflation. That's the first thing. The second thing is you've now said you're going to live off of less using our example of 60,000.
Right, because eroding, I mean, you can erode capital. Yeah, that's a tricky one though.
It's,
right?
it's a slippery slope.
There's less interest on less principal
That's right.
going forward, right? So it's a...
So you run out of money sooner.
Run out of money, yeah.
Or you just stick to the guaranteed interest of 4% and you live on 40,000 per year, not 60,000 per year. So the question is, how do I cut expenses? Can you do it? Now, I'm not trying to say I'm promoting everybody to take on risk and go in the market,
right.
either bond market or stock market. But what I am saying is when you make that decision, and it's usually an emotive decision, I'm out.
Yep.
I don't want to be in the market. What the consequence of that decision is you're going to accept less. Are you prepared to accept less?
Right. And if you are,
done.
You can do it. But it's that issue. This came up, you know, it was interesting. We were having a conversation, and it was part of the investment management committee conversation. And one of the members of this committee really went off on this idea.
Yeah.
Right? And so the idea is, the concept was, if you're not prepared to take risk, you can find risk-free assets, and you just have to match your lifestyle cost to that number and hope that you don't get unexpected surprises that force you to deplete that principal over time, because you're going to run into the same problem.
So what one of these chief investment officers we were talking to said, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Right.
However, whatever served to you on your plate, don't complain about it.
Right.
because it is what it is.
Right.
Unless you go in the kitchen and accept the heat that you're getting.
Right.
So if you can't take the volatility, accept what is there.
Right.
And live off of what it is. So going back to our example, not 60,000, but live on 40,000. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And just be at peace with that.
Right.
Because that's going to be the biggest nemesis to your retirement.
Right.
Is when you start fighting, I want $60,000 lifestyle, but I can only get 40,000.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be very upset. It's gonna be a very unhappy retirement.
Right. The other concept that we talked a little bit about was this notion of matching timelines to strategy. So part of the conversation was, if you have long-term money in the market for invested in markets on a balanced basis, whatever it is, for this long-term retirement, okay, then part of the game in when you're invested in any market other than guaranteed investment certificate is volatility. It's called a systemic risk. It's there.
Yeah.
Markets go up at periods, they go down at periods, they move around. It just happens. It is what it is, to use the language that we just talked about in the GIC market.
Correct.
Okay. If people are trying to do that market timing decision, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not I'm done with the market and I'm locking into GICs and I'm going to accept whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to try to time this, right? That becomes even more problematic.
Yeah.
And this is, we talk about structure and discipline all the time, and I want to go back to this, and maybe we're beating a dead horse here, but people need to know it in markets like this. Long-term money should stay invested for the long term. Period. Full stop. End of discussion.
So think about a retirement that's 20, 30 years long.
Yep.
So you have a certain amount of money you need for 30 years, 29 years, 28 years, 27. You kind of get the drift. You're going all the way down. And then you've got your short-term money. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, four, five, whatever. Your short-term money cannot handle long-term volatility or market risk.
Correct.
That you need for long-term.
Correct.
Your long-term money should not be invested as if you need the money today.
Right.
So this is why we invented this whole concept of the four buckets.
Right.
And these four buckets, two of them, one is income, one is growth. Let your growth handle for your long-term. Let your income handle for your shorter term.
Mm-hmm.
And protect yourself from these major risks that are out there, which is volatility.
Right. But the market timing game is a challenging game. People are going to try it again. They inevitably do it. And Faisal, maybe you know something. I don't know anybody that wins that game.
We've never
Maybe met, there are people. I don't know.
I would love to interview the person who can time the market bang on.
Right.
Because we haven't found one.
Well,
and we've been searching.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, if you're that person, good on you. But there's two. The problem with the decision is there's two very, very accurate decisions you have to make in order to get that right.
Correct.
You have to, first of all, exit at the right time. And then you secondly have to enter at the right time. And the problem is both of those decisions tend to be the opposite of what people emotionally feel. You should be exiting when you're the happiest. You should be entering when you're the most fearful. That's the problem. That is so difficult for people to do, right? Which is why most can't do it.
Yeah.
So maybe there's enough said about that. But there are always options. And I think that's the point of this discussion, take
right.
away. There's always options, but you have to be prepared to live with the reality of what that decision you make is going to produce.
Correct.
Fair?
And that's why we have these types of seminars to talk about what are the options in front of you and how do you bulletproof your retirement. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, you can access any of these segments that we do on our on morethanmoneyradio.com, right? And then through our podcast, you can sign up for that. So please feel free to do that. Check our archives. There's lots of great content there. But I want to thank you for joining us today. So on behalf of myself, Dave, and Faisal, thanks for tuning in. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.